Education leaders and farmers are fighting to keep a food program alive in schools. The Farm to School program offers kids locally grown fruits and vegetables throughout the state. One of the farmers who has participated in it is Tommy Wheeler, who is the founder of Tidewater Grain Company in Pamlico County, and he joins us now. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Now, how have you participated in the Farm to School program over the years?
We have been involved with the Farm to School program through various phases, when it was kind of a local program and then became a state initiative, for going on probably 6 or 7 years now.
And what do you grow over at your grain company, for those who don't know?
Oh, okay. So at Tidewater Grain, our real specialty is heirloom, difficult-to-grow crops. Most notably, we have brought Carolina Gold rice production back to North Carolina, which has not really been grown here since about 1910.
Wow. And when
old.
And I guess there was a need for it since it had been around in over a century, huh?
Well, the benefit of Carolina Gold is it has gained a lot of notoriety in the culinary space. So the majority of our customers are high-end restaurants, food service, things of that nature. And my co-founder, Mr. Al Sproul, his wife Karen, my mom, our CFO's wife, all are educators. We have a long history of supporting public education. All of our kids go to public schools, and we kind of bristled at the fact that our kids couldn't have the same level of food and the same level of rice, in our example, that you could get at a five-star restaurant in Raleigh or Asheville or Charlotte, that you couldn't have that at a public school. So we set out to figure out how we could make that a reality.
And so by doing that, did you step up your production?
Of course, yeah. It's been tremendous for us. You know, the public schools, they all feed, I don't know the stats, but it's a tremendous number of mouths that get fed every day. And so when you think of it as a restaurant, it's easily the largest restaurant in every county is the public school. So for us, from a business sense, it made all the sense in the world to try to figure out how we could support the public schools through the Farm to School program, because that was only going to allow us to scale our production and our farm enterprise to take it out of being a regional farm and a regional product to become statewide, region-wide, nationwide, and now even international. So they've been part and parcel really to all of our development over the last handful of years on that quest to becoming an international player.
Now, since you have become more of international, how much could the potential for federal SNAP cuts impact the agriculture community and your business?
Well, you know, fundamentally, we don't build our business model on grants or grant funding or programs like that. That's just not good business. That's not, in our opinion, not what the grants are there for. You know, the grants are there to supplement and to allow schools, in this case, the opportunity to buy more local products and local goods, and it becomes an economic development program for the local communities, because 100% of every dollar put towards the Farm to School program goes to purchasing food, which then goes to rural and local farms. So unlike other bureaucratic kind of programs where it's not clear to everyone of exactly how much of a dollar actually makes it to the rubber meets the road, in this case, 100% makes it all the way to the farm level. So for us, any amount of grant funding, if it's $1, if it's $2.5 million, if it's $5 million, if it's $50 million, all of that is an economic development program for rural North Carolina farms that will be beneficial top to bottom.
What do you hear from students and teachers about your program and the services that you provide?
Well, the thing that we take such pride in is they just talk about it. It's just so much better, right? And, you know, that's really what we hang our hat on, is there's so many regulations that the school nutrition directors and the cafeteria managers, the amount of regulations they have are out of control, in my opinion. I mean, it is so difficult on them to produce a meal. I think, I don't quote me on this number, but I think it's $1.65 or something is what their budget is per meal. I mean, think about that, that they've got to do protein and, you know, got to have all of your veggies and dairy and everything that goes with it for $1.65 a meal. That's almost impossible, but they do it. And they have to produce a meal that has very tight regulatory standards, and that's where we come in, that we are a whole grain because they are buying our brown rice. And they have to serve a certain portion of their meal has to be whole grain foods. So we help with that because our brown rice is, and of course I'm jaded, but better tasting than the commodity brown rice that frankly has been modified and manipulated for profit and yield, where ours is not. Ours is about reserving the culinary space and the culinary properties that rice was supposed to have that dates all the way back to 1685, which is this variety of Carolina gold.
That's right. Well, looking outside of this here, you're a preparation. You're very kind to give us some of your time today because you're actually preparing for the North Carolina State Fair, right? Where are you going to feature at the fair?
Absolutely. Yeah, come visit us in Dorton Arena. We every year we're humbled to be invited by the Got to Be NC program that will be set up there, and we'll have cooking demos every day. I think there's three cooking demos. I think it's 1, 3, and 5 o'clock. And they'll have the best chefs from all across the state will be there, and they will feature our rice. And I don't think they'll feature in every dish. I wish they would, but they'll feature, you know, flour and our gluten-free heirloom flour that we do and our rice products and even risotto and some other elevated dishes. They'll feature that, and we'll have a booth, and you can stop by and meet us and love to catch up with everybody.
Absolutely. It's the Tidewater Grain Company in Pamlico County, and Tommy Wheeler is going to make the long trek over to the state capitol, something I imagine you do annually, and you're going to have that feature over at Dorton Arena. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.